Is that time when we need Elvis Duran?
Is that a sausage in your pants?
Host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I just want to say I love you guys. You guys are fabulous.
Oh,
I listen to you guys an hour to and from work every day.
Yeah,
well,
we love traffic.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Let's go to line 12. Liz, we saw your text, Liz. We want to get to the bottom of this. Look, may I read your text, Liz?
Yeah, or I can just tell the story. Okay.
Well, I'll read the text and you can fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Her text said, I'm about to go to work as a middle school teacher with a hickey on my neck.
Yes.
I don't have anything to cover it up with. Any suggestions?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Take over, Liz. It's all yours. What is going on with you?
Okay. So, I hooked up with my ex last night and he gave me a hickey. I don't wear makeup. I didn't have time to get anything. So I'm currently driving to work with a hickey in the middle of my neck. Think like where your voice box is. And it's not like I can throw on a scarf. I teach eighth grade. You know these kids are going to call me out on it. So it's like, am I honest and be like, yeah, I got some?
No.
Or I just be like, oh, it was from my pet.
Can you just like, the other part is like,
I had scratches on my neck from last week from my cat from giving her medicine. So I'm like probably going to be like, oh, it's just from my cat. Like, not a big deal.
Well, no, you see what it looks like. Does it look like something a cat could do? I mean, maybe it does.
It's a bruise. It's not really a scratch.
So your cat beat the crap out of you. Hey, how about curling iron?
Makeup.
Yeah,
why can't we do makeup?
She doesn't use makeup.
I don't have any, and there's literally nothing open.
Why not put a Band-Aid on it or something? And say you got to
cut yourself shaving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How wide? Yeah. How many inches wide is the bruise?
Neck as a woman.
Yeah. Daniel shaved.
And then the other part of the story, it gets better.
What? Oh, it gets better.
It gets better. So I like hooking up with my ex is like a one-time thing. That in itself is a long story. But then I met someone online. And he asked me to meet on Saturday. So now I like either do need to cover this up or pray that this heals by Saturday for this.
Wow. Date. So you have three entities to be concerned about. You have a schoolroom full of eighth graders. You have other teachers and colleagues at your school and the possibility of a new guy in your life. Wow. I see why you are sweating this out. Gandhi, what do you think?
I think that you should definitely not be honest with your eighth graders and tell them that you hooked up and got a hickey, because for some reason that seems like something that will tick off the parents. Maybe with your other coworkers, and maybe they'll come up with a solution, but I think a Band-Aid is just the way to go. And if people ask you questions, you can just say, I don't want to talk about it. Leave my Band-Aid alone.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we could do? You know what will shut them down? Is if you put a large bandage there, just say, well, you know, I had to have something removed. They're checking it out.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
No. And that will make people go, Okay.
No, there's karma involved in that. No.
Yeah, there's karma. You're right. Don't do that.
There's a text here that says a frozen spoon will help.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
But not that quick.
And you're on your way to school now. I mean, you're on the road now, on your way to school. You're on your way to this den of confusion.
Band-Aids. I think that's the only way to go. You got to do the Band-Aids.
Yeah, I can't think of anything better than the Band-Aid thing.
Right.
I really can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And you're not lying if you say, I don't want to talk about it.
You know what? There's a hack. It says this viral hack for removing hickeys in 5 minutes. You do it with a whisk.
A whisk?
If she can't find makeup, where's she going to find a whisk?
I told you she was trying to give her help.
No.
Go down to the school cafeteria. No, I really don't think you should not hope these things work. What will work is if you say you went to a dermatologist and you had some simple thing done, you don't have to explain it or make it worse than it really is, and then that explains the Band-Aid. Gandhi, do you agree? I mean, there's no other way.
I mean, she could even just say, I had something done and I don't want to talk about it, and that's not a lie, because you did have something done,
and you don't
want to
talk
about it.
We used to use hairbrushes.
Okay, Scary.
No,
stop. now, I think I don't think we have a better idea.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Oh, no. Here comes a better idea.
Can I float this out there? You're a teacher. This is a life lesson. Let's teach these kids about bad decisions.
You're crazy.
Seriously.
No. You are crazy.
No. You're insane. I'll tell you why.
So much trouble for that.
Yeah. It's the triggered people that will cause a problem, yeah. And it will grow into larger.
Yeah, I'd like to keep my job.
Ooh. Yeah, it'll make the hickey larger. Yes, Gandhi.
What about just calling in sick today, waiting until the makeup is available, and showing up tomorrow? Let the substitute roll out the TV. Do they still do that?
No, I can't do that either. I'll get in trouble for that too.
Band-Aids.
Yep. Band-Aids it is.
Yeah. You know, yep. Walgreens, CVS, they're all open. Yep. Hop on by. All night Walmarts.
Yep.
Just for figure it out. But yeah, I'm serious. If you say I had a little procedure done and that will cool everyone's jets and you move on. We've given you the best answer. We gave you the best answer.
All right.
Good luck. Hey, good luck with the new guy. That sounds hot.
Thanks.
Okay. But thanks for calling. Sorry to end that with that sounds hot, but still. You know, you gotta know there's a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow and your hickey is rainbow shaded colored anyway. So
there
it's
go.
All good. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for letting us be here for you.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Be up to date on everything Elvis. Like Elvis's Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Elvis Duran.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-4884. That's 800-885-4884. 800-885-4884.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I'm an adult, but more like an adult cat. Like, I can kind of be left alone, but someone should definitely check on me.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I feel about my life. Like,
okay.
I'm not all the way grown up, but like kind of, but still knock on my door every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran on the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays 5 to 10.
iHeartRadio. Music you should know. Featuring Lawrence. What you want.
Sweepstakes. I've been a pre-K. I don't need a replay. Running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And tell me what you need.
Eyes on me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Tell me what you need.
Eyes on me. Tell me what you want.
Tell me what you need.
Mm-hmm. Station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything is good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Smelling like a bonfire, lost in the church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is all. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice and rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, we'll all look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved.
One. It was all our listener, Alexis.
Oh, so this is one of those you just kind of light the fuse and run?
Correct. Now, Alexis is playing a phone tap on her boyfriend, Ian. Ian's been having some car trouble and made some rules for Alexis not to drive his car. So we pick it up with Alexis, you know, driving his car.
Uh-oh. All right, let's see if Alexis can be a good phone tapper today.
Oh, she's
let's
great.
Listen in.
Hello?
I have a problem.
I'm at work. What's up?
Well, okay, so the car, like, I don't know what's up with it, but I'm on my way.
Why are you driving the car today?
I needed it, but it's stalled, and, like, I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's not starting, and there's smoke, and... I mean,
the car is smoking?
It's just not...
Alexis,
yeah.
Are you serious? Well, I just got the car fixed. What do you mean it's smoking? Where are you?
I'm close to Target right now, but...
Target?
It's not a bit...
Target by the house? Like, 3 blocks from the house, Target? Why didn't you just walk?
Well, I didn't think it would start smoking again.
What do you mean you didn't? Okay, park the car, leave it in the parking lot, And
I can't park it because it's stalled on the side of the road. It won't start again, so I just have to stay here.
You can't even drive a stick. What are you even doing driving the car?
I told you
last time. No, this is ridiculous. You can walk. You got 2 feet. Why don't you walk to Target? What are you buying, a couch? I mean, come on.
Calm down.
I can't calm down. I'm at work right now, okay? I'm so pissed right now at you.
You know, this wouldn't have happened if you would have just taken some time to teach me how to drive.
Okay, so now now it's my fault that the car's smoking because I didn't teach you how to drive a stick. How old are you? I am not coming to get you this time. I'm so sick of this crap.
You need to calm down.
No, I don't want to calm down. I come here to work my ass off and make money to support the little that we have, and you go and drive the car again that you can't even drive, and now I got to work overtime to fix the car? Come on.
Wait. Ian, it's making noises.
What kind of noises is it making?
It's like a weird noise.
Okay, when you start the car, is it making a noise like...
No, it's not.
Okay,
like
well,
that.
What is it doing?
I don't know. It's noise. It's just like a normal. It's like a weird noise.
Is it a noise like? Like that?
Not really. No.
Okay, is it like a ka-chunk, ka-chunk? I mean.
Oh no.
Okay. I mean, what is it like a? Rrr.
Can you do that noise again? I can't. No, it doesn't sound like that.
Jeez.
You know, actually, it really sounds like a duck. Like a duck.
A duck. Come on.
Well,
give me a duck.
On. That's what it sounds like. Well, what do you
want? Are you serious?
What do you want from me? You asked me what it sounds like, and that's what it sounds like. Calm down. Can you just come get me?
No, I can't come get you. I have a meeting in like 5 minutes. Can't you walk home?
No, excuse me. Am I any kind of priority right now?
No, you're not a priority right now. You know what the priority is? Priority is I got to work my ass off to fix the car now.
This is what I need you to do, okay? Because I'm really stressed out.
No, I'm not doing this time. I came and got you 3 times already this month. Walk.
Ian, this, like, I really, I think I... sprained my ankle yesterday,
nope.
And like I just don't
what?
Feel like
what?
I just
can't no. Are you finished? I have gotta go. Figure it out. You're an adult.
Jeez, you're really
being
horrible.
What else can I do for you today?
Nothing, Ian, because this is all just an Elvis Duran in the Morning Show phone tap.
Oh, that's
hey, Ian.
Okay. Say hello to Alexis.
Oh. Okay, you got me. I got it. You got me.
Ian, the car is fine.
All right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I'm an adult, but more like an adult cat. Like, I can kind of be left alone, but someone should definitely check on me.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I feel about my life. Like,
okay.
Not all the way grown up, but like kind of, but still knock on my door every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays 5 to 10.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I'm on all about you tonight. Give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not get tomorrow. Let's do it tonight. Let's do it tonight. Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey.
to do battle, perform for a princess. But tonight, I can make you my queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby. I'm gonna get you right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Top of your girl. When I'm involved with this deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Might not get tomorrow.
Waste it all of our bridges burned out. Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up. Yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, eyes, eyes.
It's a movie and you just TiVo. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and you, darling.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know, producer Sam, a little while ago, you were talking about a friend of yours.
Yes.
Who needed to take a second look at her relationship she's in.
Correct.
Maybe from someone else's viewpoint. And you helped her out, right?
Yes.
So can we go back to that for a minute?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to embarrass anyone or use names or anything.
Mm-mm, no, I won't use her name. And she's a very, very smart girl. I've known her since high school. So yeah, right? She's a very wise person. But sometimes when you're in the thick of a relationship and feeling in love with someone, you fail to see what was, to me, a really obvious red flag.
Right.
So
what's the obvious, if I may ask, what's the obvious red flag?
They've been together for over a year and he keeps coming up with different reasons why he's yet to introduce her to any of his friends.
Oh. Okay. Well, we could break that down. Well, maybe he hangs out with people he's embarrassed to hang out with, or maybe he doesn't want them to meet her.
So true. There's a bunch of different reasons. So I was very careful to not be like, that means he's blank, because I don't know. I don't know the guy. I couldn't tell you what it is, but I couldn't even come up with a best case scenario where I felt like that was treating her the way she deserved to be treated in a relationship.
I get that. If I had a friend come to me and say, hey, you know, we've been dating for a year,
and I haven't met anyone that they are friends with. But they go out with them.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this person goes out with the friends.
All the time, yeah. He goes out with his friends.
But she's not invited.
Correct.
Ooh. I don't know. I mean, it could be that his friends are just scumbags and he doesn't want her around them because he values what he has. But if that's the case, then do you want to be with someone who has friends that are scumbags?
Exactly. Because, you know, you are who you surround yourself with. But wait, why has she not asked him?
She says she's,
I would.
She said she's asked him, but she's kind of a passive personality, so she's not like me, who'd be like, yeah, we're doing this weekend, or not at all. She just kind of like lets him know, and then kind of lets herself get, I think, a little locked on.
See, I couldn't. You know me, I'd be right under that hood, man. What's going on?
Same, right?
Hey, who are your friends? Who are these friends?
Right? There's so many reasons that are potential, and most of them are bad. Most of them.
Is there something wonky about her that he doesn't want them to know about?
I don't think so. Not at all. She's like a little bit of a silently intimidating character, so I think that like might be possible. But if we're in a committed relationship, you prioritize me. If you pick this personality, let me know by actually actively choosing it.
But here's the thing. I don't consider this a committed relationship.
No.
If you can't
bring me around.
Yeah, exactly.
What do your friends not know about me? Am I like a secret?
They know. The whole part of a relationship is you are a part of their life.
Right.
I agree with you.
So they know she exists.
Yes. She's talked to a few of them on social.
Oh, okay.
He's just never allowed her or invited her, and she has not invited herself to mesh with these friends. And when it comes up in conversation, he's, you know, just kind of does a great job skirting it.
Okay, let's consider another possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, sort of on the heels of what Daniel said, they're a bunch of scumbags. Maybe they're not. But maybe for some reason he is ready for a new life. He wants a life with new people. But then again, if he's still hanging out with them, then that's not the case. I don't know.
Yeah, he says he has one, like she says he has one core group. Like that person, you know, that always hangs out with the same friends.
Right.
And that's that. That's his social life.
I have a really dear friend who has been in a relationship for many years and has never met the family, has never met anyone in his circle ever.
Okay.
But they continue to move on and life is still whatever it is.
And they're both happy about that?
No, it doesn't seem that way.
Gotcha.
I think it's more of a, it's just the way it is. So we live with it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and say, well, I would never do that. I would never do that. Because, I mean, because we're all different. I mean, we all have different levels of patience and whatever.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't making her feel very secure. Like that's what started this part of the conversation is the way she talked about it. She was feeling a little insecure with herself and her relationship to him. So that's why I'm like, all right, let's just talk about the potential of this being a serious red flag. And maybe it's not quite as rosy as you feel like it is.
I like this text. Maybe he's a gamer and all his friends are online. Maybe.
Maybe all his friends are just imaginary friends.
Maybe.
That's better.
Or maybe, maybe she needs to like follow him some night.
Investigator.
Yeah, that's the best answer.
Follow him. Where is he going with these
Show
people?
Show up.
Let's go see what they're doing.
What are they up to?
What if they're like, you know, some Satanists?
Yeah.
Oh, that actually would be.
Where they work for the
fun.
CIA.
Yeah,
or
maybe
something.
They're killing frogs and things.
Oh, some Ocean's 11 crime.
I don't know. hello, Melissa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing very well. I'm so glad you're listening. I'm so glad you're participating in the conversation. I know that you said you were in a relationship for 2 years. And
of a situationship.
A situationship. Yeah. And never met his friends. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so we had met online and it was all great in the beginning. And then I couldn't wait for him to meet my family and friends. He met my sister, went on two double dates with two of my friends, but I never met his family, never met his friends. And it started to make me feel like I kept secret. So, I ended up breaking up with him on Valentine's Day.
Okay. But wait, what's your gut feeling telling you? Why do you think, it may not be accurate, but what's your hunch? Why do you think he never ever introduced you to his family or friends in 2 years?
Well, I think it was a couple things. His parents, he told me, were really strict. It was also an interracial relationship, so I think he was a little nervous to introduce me and have different aspects that he wasn't used to introduce me to. But I also think, like, for him, he had trouble with commitment. Like, I was looking to always define it, and he was like, oh, I feel like we're moving too fast. But he was also older than me. He was about 6 years older than me. So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how long do you think, you know, you're looking for a commitment, and how long do you think you would know? And I just felt like I was always making excuses for him, like why he couldn't come out to hang out with friends, because we were always invited to things, but I would always show up by myself.
Well, that's not a relationship.
No, I mean, not at all.
Well, it is. It's just not a very healthy one, in my opinion.
No, I mean, definitely not.
And you obviously, after 2 years, realized that you deserved better than that. So, kaboom, you know, goodbye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm in a new relationship, and I'm just going to be happier right away. He couldn't wait to introduce me to friends and family. I'm like, to me, it was such a big deal, but it was also bare minimum. And it just made me realize how easy it is to just be treated with respect. And
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Melissa. And best of luck with your new, fresh, I know his friends relationship.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, you too. Hope you do too. And finally, we talked to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing very well. Are we doing well?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for everyone. If you're not doing well, speak now. Or forever hold your peace.
So I totally think she should leave him. I mean, I was in a relationship for 4 years. I got engaged in December. It was done by June. There were so many red flags. I wasn't allowed to go out with the boys with him. He would go out all the time. When I asked, oh, can I come? No, I was never allowed to come. I mean, I did meet his family and everything. I mean, down the line, there was some tuffle there, but he was definitely a mama's boy. But honestly, I think that it's better off. She's better alone. There's definitely some piss in this dating pool nowadays. I think men are dogs, and, you know, if they can't bring you around their friends and show you your family, like, I don't see really anything happening there.
There you go. You want someone that makes you feel secure and loved and protected. And, you know, and there should be no doubt that they're into you and they want you to meet their family and friends. What's that, Danielle?
Sam, has she ever said, hey, can I come out with you and the guys?
Yeah. She's let him know she wants
to. And he has just said no.
He's crafty. He hasn't said no. It's more like, we'll make a plan. This one won't work. We'll get there. And it's been a year of not getting there.
Which is saying no.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Shannon, sounds like you know exactly what it is you want and exactly what it is you deserve. Yeah. And I'm so happy that it's totally, 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 your walk in life, right? I love that. I love that. Go for it.
Exactly. Nobody should fight for love. It should be, you know, given and taken, and you should give it in return.
Amen. I love it. All right, Shannon. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Love you more. Bye.
Bye.
See? There you go. So best of luck with your friend.
I know. I think the bare basement of any relationship should be at least making you feel better about yourself than you would without them, whatever that means to you. So if it's not...
Well, at least in dialogue, you say, look, you're making me feel like crap about myself because you make me feel like there's something wrong here.
Right, right.
You're not introducing me to your friends,
like,
and your family.
What the hell?
If you think you deserve better, you probably do.
Excellent. I agree.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, yeah.
This is Y100.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
summer nights and the libertines never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worship of
say. I don't just didn't know what to do.
I just didn't know what to do.
But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'd do anything for you.
So baby, what you say?
Sugar, we're going down.